This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It is a Wednesday. That means we are getting into Fitness Wednesday now. This part of the show is dedicated to building our annual bodies and health goals. We have a resident personal trainer, Cyril Sass, who comes in every Wednesday to educate us on nutrition and working out without breaking the bank, as well as healthy lunch ideas. And I did mention earlier that today we're talking all things meal plans. We know that a good diet is really an important part to you achieving your body goals. Cyril Sass joins me in studio. Hi, Sass.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Welcome back. I'm good, and you?
I'm super great. I can't complain. Thank you.
Of course you can't complain. You can't be that fit and have complaints. So let's start by firstly identifying what a meal plan is.
Okay, a meal plan is very, okay, let me say, most times, firstly, I'll start by most people, they overrate what is a meal plan, but also, let me put it on a simple man's term, on a simple terms, a meal plan is just you, like you preparing meals that you can actually like have on a daily regular basis without really skipping a beat, you understand? So a meal plan, and it has a lot of benefits as well. The benefits, like we're talking about the benefits earlier on as well, the benefits of a meal plan, it really helps you to stay accountable. It helps you not to cheat.
Yeah,
it helps you to. So a meal plan is very, it's good, it's nice, but some people just overrate it as well. But it's very important, especially for the people that are looking to get in shape.
How important is it? Like, you know, with me, I've always said that I can work out and take shakes, meal replacements, and. But one thing I struggle with is actually sticking to a meal plan. But I have seen also that even when I don't stick to my meal plan, there are some changes. You know, there is weight loss. So how important is a meal plan in terms of you achieving your body goals?
Yeah, because a meal plan, normally if you design a meal plan for yourself, or if you have the help of someone who is more experienced than you to help you to design a meal plan, is first of all consists of things that they are going to help you. Number two, it's also a meal plan is also like, it's going to consist of things that are going to not be difficult for you to like, to, how do you say, assess it, you understand? So meal plan, in that regard, once you having regular things over and over and over, it helps you to get more results. You understand? Versus today you eating this, tomorrow you eating that. You don't know how much, let's say for example, you don't know how much protein this got, you don't know how much calories you get in there. So a meal plan is just you eating those specific things on a regular basis, and doing that consistently helps you to really see the results, because obviously the person that helped you to design your meal plan must have thought about the things that your body needs for you to get the desirable results that you want. So that meal plan is very important.
Okay, and I love that you use the word consistent, right? How long is a meal plan supposed to last? Say for example, I say now I'm going on a diet, how long should my meal plan last?
Okay, it depends on the person's body goal. It depends on your goals that you want to achieve. There are some people that go on a specific diet, or maybe a meal plan, or let me just call it your diet, for 21 days. Some people go for 30 days. Some people go for 90 days. It just depends on how your body is and where you want to take your body to. But normally, we usually say that it takes 21 days to your, for your body to adjust to a specific, to a new, to a new system, or to a new, let's say to a new thing, whatever new you start, it takes 21 days, and obviously it takes about 90 days for you to really start seeing some great results. So but if somebody, for example, somebody doesn't want to lose like 20-30 kgs, they just want 1 to 2 kgs, they can use a shorter period, maybe 21 days, maybe 30 days, or if you want more results, 90 days. But also if if your meal plan is not that complicated, then it's something that you can incorporate as your lifestyle.
So that's totally. I get you. But for those that you mentioned that if your meal plan is not too complicated, then it's something that you can continue with, you know. But for those that do it for 21 days, 30 days, 90 days, what happens after your meal plan is done. You know, you found, you have your results, Ushap, you've lost that 5 kg. What happens thereafter?
Okay, great. That's a question that I always have most of the times, because now for these 21 days, you have strictly followed a particular meal plan, and after that, you've seen the results, you're happy with it.
Yeah.
But one thing that you also get during that period when you're following a plan is you're learning how to eat healthy as well. So even after you go off that plan, you're never going to go like way off. You always still, because now during these 21 days, remember I say your body takes 21 days to get used to it. So during these 21 days, you're already used to a new habit, such that even if you go out of the, even if you stop following it strictly, there are still some habits in that meal plan that you're still going to practice. So hence, it's still going to keep you maintaining your body, you understand?
Okay, so what should I include in the plan for balance?
Okay, a meal plan, first of all, I'm not just going to say, a meal plan, it depends on your body goals. It depends on what you're trying to achieve. But obviously, a healthy meal every day. Like I think couple of weeks back, I mentioned the things that your meal should have. So a meal plan, if you're making a meal plan, your meal, the actual meal in the plan should contain at least 30% of protein, 40% of carbs, 30% of fat.
Okay.
So whatever you're going to have in the meal, at least, for your body to get 100% balanced nutrition, you need 30% protein, 30% of whatever you eat should be fats, and also you got 40% of carbs. So that combination is 100% of a balanced nutrition.
Okay.
So a meal plan should be a balanced nutrition.
Let's talk liquid diets. I think we've heard a lot about those where people are literally on liquid diets. They're not eating any solids, just liquids. Is that effective and is it healthy?
Wow. Okay. On a health standpoint, is it healthy? I would still stand with me saying that a balanced nutrition needs to contain all these three things: fats, carbs, and also protein. You understand? So your body needs all those three for a balanced nutrition. So some people that go on liquid diet, and sometimes, like I would say, I've heard people go doing that. I've never done it myself, but I just feel like it's gonna be restricting your body from so many nutrients and phytonutrients that your body needs. You understand? So if you're only just gonna consume liquid, then I personally, this is a personal decision, this is a personal opinion, I don't think you're gonna have enough strength to carry on the day, regardless of what you eat, because you need carbs as well, because that's where your body gets that energy from, you know. So I feel like liquid diet, maybe it helps, it can be a good help for a short term result, but I don't think it's something that people can really follow long term, because we are all humans, and remember, we want to stay healthy, but also we don't want to restrict ourselves from living the best life that we have to live, you know.
Definitely. We will be taking a look at your questions. You can send them through on 0798996226. Also, he's going to explain the workout of the day. Actually, I think maybe let's start with this question here, Seth, that says, hi, Idu. Kindly ask him to advise on what to eat to lose belly fat. Oh, it is so stubborn. This is Flo from Florence, and I can relate to that. I think a lot of us can.
Hey, Florence. Belly fat is something that a lot of people are struggling with out there. Trust me, a lot of people are struggling with that. So when it comes to what to eat, okay, I'm going to advise you. The first thing that is very, 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 very important with its fiber. So fiber is number one that helps you with your digestive, because fiber is not just the belly, you understand? Most of the belly fat is caused by indigestion. So because of that, fiber really helps you with digestion as well. So I always advise that you eat things that have a lot of high fiber, you know, like your oatmeal, it has a lot of high fiber. You can have it. It helps with your digestion as well. And sometimes the things also, sometimes when you eat the things that help with digestion, which is have high fiber, I'll also advise you to drink a lot of water, because fiber, you know, okay, there are fibers that you can buy out there. You can go into the shops and buy like supplemental fibers, but also things like your broccoli, which I was also going to talk about later. It has high fiber. There are so many food that you find out there. Even banana also has high fiber. There are things that are going to help you, and it really helps with your digestive system. So those are the things that I can advise. Go look for anything that has high fiber. It helps you with your digestive. Then also, belly fat, what to eat, okay, this time around is just what to drink, which is you can drink a lot of water, is very good, is very important, so that it detox your body as well. Then food, again, food is just going to be high fiber. That's what I can really emphasize on. Things with high fiber is really going to help you on that area. Then exercise.
Then your water. Okay, yeah. I've taken notes.
Exercise is very important. And when you talk about exercising, it's also on that area, because most times people say, I want belly fat to go away, but they're busy doing everything else except for stomach exercises.
Yeah, I don't blame them, because stomach exercises are really hell. I'm not going to lie. They are the most difficult ones. All right, let's get into the workout of the day and the fit camp that is happening at Peter Mugaba.
Yeah, so today's Wednesday. Today we are back at the fit camp at Peter Mugaba, 4:30 this evening. And so today, walking out there, we're going to be doing some drills. We're going to start, obviously, with warm-up. After the warm-up, we're going to go directly into, we'll be doing some leg exercises. We're going to put some energy in those legs. Then, after that, we're just going to go straight into the stomach. So, like, for my brother asking about the stomach, you want to come there and see how we exercise on that stomach area. So, we're going to spend like 20, 30 minutes working on that stomach, on the core area, so that we strengthen your core area. So, we have a lot of different exercises that we're going to be doing. But technically, those are the three areas that we're going to be tackling today. Warm-up, which is going to be very good, very important every time. Then after that, we're going to do some great leg exercises like your squats, your lunges, and or not, that concerns your legs. And also after that, we're going to go into the stomach, the core area. So those are the exercises that we're going to really be focusing on today.
Okay, guys, you literally have no excuse not to go. I mean, it's free. It's happening at Peter Mugaba Stadium every Monday and Wednesdays. 4:30, right?
Yeah, 4:30 in the evening.
All right. Thank you so much, Cyril Saz, for coming through. It's always a pleasure having a chat with you.
Thank you.
Do you follow him on Twitter and myself? Please, when you follow him, make sure you also follow me. He's at Cecino30 on Twitter, on Instagram at Cess_body. I'm at Itubanda both on Twitter and Instagram.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.